Welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, yes, Wednesday it is. You're Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN. And my goodness, we have so much to do today. Day baseball, baby. We've got Kyle Schwarber bomb updates. We will get into all the baseball from last night. We will get into all the College World Series and VSiN's gavel-to-gavel coverage, and that's going to be absolutely sensational. There's so much to do in baseball, Major League Baseball, college baseball. We have so much to get into today in terms of baseball here on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. We will get into everything going on with the U.S. Open. We've got a preview. We've got picks. We've got predictions. We've got bets. We've got best bets. We have so much to get into in terms of the U.S. Open, and we are extra fired up about it. And listen, we've got some locks that we like for the upcoming Open. That's going to be absolutely, positively incredible. We will get into a coaching update, and none of it's good for my Knicks. We will get into all the NFL. Some drama in Cincinnati that I think should give you some pause for the cause when it comes to betting on Cincinnati for this upcoming season. We will get into everything going on in the National Football League, and we have some news you could use on the LA Rams, on the Denver Broncos, on the Cleveland Browns, on the Dallas Cowboys, and how it relates to gambling on the National Football League at the beginning of this upcoming season. Let's start with game three of the NBA Finals. Thunder, Pacers tonight. Can't wait for it. And honestly, I'm fired up, and I'm always fired up. And the crowd's going to be fired up. This ambiance tonight in Indianapolis, first time they're going to have a home NBA Finals game in Indianapolis, which is a great city, a great sports city. First time they're going to have home NBA Finals game in Indy in 25 years. Ambiance is going to be off the charts. Ambiance is going to be absolutely amazing. And sure, the Pacers were able to do exactly what they needed to do, right, in terms of having the ability to, you know, go out and get a game in Oklahoma City. It almost feels different and feels weird based upon the fact that, okay, they won and stalled, the Pacers did, game number one. Game two, they got destroyed. They got bludgeoned. So it's kind of difficult to go into the crystal ball, in my opinion. And this is coming from someone who picked the Thunder to win this series in six games. Tough to go into the crystal ball and believe that Indiana is going to win tonight. I think they're going to get another game in this series. I firmly believe that. I don't think tonight's the night. Tyrese Halliburton is not on the injury report. He did have that limp after game two. Halliburton said it's just, you know, leg being tired and sore. Rick Carlisle echoed the same. I don't think there's some kind of conspiracy theory or something we're missing here with regards to Tyrese Halliburton. Now, the prop for tonight for Halliburton for points is set at 17.5. Interesting nugget to chew on. And the trend says, in theory, that this will break tonight. You know, the Pacers haven't had a player who has scored 20 more points in the first two games of the NBA Finals. But I'll tell you, other than Pascal Siakam, it's kind of tough to project that this will actually happen. Now, role players play better, obviously, historically at home. So you expect Obi Toppin to play well tonight. You expect, obviously, Miles Turner, who's experienced, to have the ability to score tonight. And Nebhard and Nesmith should be able to play better. It's tough to imagine, though, to, like, with the way Oklahoma City plays defense, which I think is at a historic level in terms of a single season in the NFL, in the NBA, and the way they come at you at waves, and Lou Dort's defense, and the way that SGA plays and Williams plays, you know, I wouldn't touch any of the props for points on the overside for Indiana. I wouldn't do it. I'll tell you, my favorite plays for tonight in terms of points, I love Alex Caruso going over 9.5. Alex Caruso has been excellent during this postseason, excellent during these NBA Finals. I think that he will be able to score double digits. You feel pretty confident. I know I do about that. And look, the number is high. and we've made a killing all year. Usually it was in that 29.5, 30.5 range. SGA over feels right. You're banking on him. You got to score 34. I'm not going to play it. I'm only going to play Caruso tonight. But if I had to make a second one in terms of a prop for the point total, I would go with SGA over 33.5. Now, I do think that you're going to see the Thunder win. I think you're going to see the Pacers get thunderstruck. I think that you're going to see SGA lead this team once again to a double-digit victory. I firmly believe that. But take a look at the juice here when it comes to OKC and having the ability to win this series in six games. Obviously, more juice on six than it is at five. So, plus 250. You know, that was my prediction beforehand. I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to maintain that's going to be the case. So, I think you're going to see the Indiana Pacers play better, but I think it'll be competitive throughout. More competitive over the course of the first two, three quarters. But then, bam, I think that the Thunder run away with this at the end and find a way to win by double digits, cover the spread. And the one play that we'll have in addition to laying the 5.5 on OKC, Caruso over 9.5. That'll be the prop play for us tonight on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. How about the New York Knicks? This coaching search continues to just be comical and confusing and chaotic, all rolled into one. And our friend Shams Charania over at ESPN broke the story this morning that the New York Knicks were denied by the Dallas Mavericks, denied by Dallas to talk to Jason Kidd. This on the heels of the Shams Charania report last night that you are going to have the Rockets deny permission to speak to Ime Udoka, and you are going to have the Timberwolves deny permission when it comes to speaking to Chris Finch. Now, I'm not surprised by this. I think it would have been more surprising if a team was like, yeah, talk to my coach. Because once you do that, it's dead coach walking in terms of the club that he's currently employed by. I think Ime Udoka was a pipe dream, one that the Knicks were smart to explore, right? Chris Finch, I didn't like that concept for New York anyway. Jason Kidd, I'm just going to say this for the record, and I interviewed Bobby Marks today, front office insider for ESPN, who was part of the Brooklyn Nets brass when they traded Jason Kidd to Milwaukee for a couple of second-round picks. He agrees with me. Jason Kidd to the Knicks is not dead. The Knicks were denied permission to talk, but there are multiple reports, including from our friend Stefan Bondi over at the New York Post, multiple reports that we are looking at mutual interest when it comes to Jason Kidd and New York. And there is a case to be made. And if you look at the odds to win an NBA title for next year, you could absolutely make this case. Jason Kidd should want to be in New York. He played for the Knicks. He played for the Nets. And want to be in the Eastern Conference because there's a better chance that they can ultimately go to the NBA Finals. I mean, if you're coaching New York, And let's say Giannis, for the sake of conversation, and Giannis is starting to communicate that he wants to stay in Milwaukee. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. You know, we'll find out. But let's say Giannis stays in Milwaukee or gets traded to the Western Conference. You know, let's take him out of the equation in terms of going to the Knicks or somewhere else in the East. There is a very realistic chance that we will enter next year with, obviously, the Tatum injury in Boston, where the Knicks will be a top-two team when you look at it in the Eastern Conference. So I think that this is just business as usual. I think Jason Kidd is still very much in the conversation. If I'm Jason Kidd, while coaching Cooper Flagg interests me, trust level with an owner and with the general manager who traded Luka Doncic haphazardly in the worst transaction in the history of sports, that would scare the hell out of me. So I really think when it's all said and done, I still maintain that Jason Kidd, Dan Hurley, and Johnny Bryant, those are the three names I could deal with in the aftermath of getting rid of Tom Thibodeau. But I'm so sick and tired of the Knicks not having a plan. I'm so sick and tired of James Dolan being meddlesome and clueless and cartoonish and flat-out foolish. And this is why it's so tough to be a Knicks fan, because this basketball team, at the end of the day, it's just insufferable in terms of the chaos. And, you know, Dolan having his fingerprints on everything. When he was hands-off, the Knicks could win. When he's hands-on, they can't. So, I mean, this is a bit of a mess here when it comes to the Knicks. Not over yet. They can still find a way to get this right. But this is why I was so hot and heavy and outspoken, why you couldn't fire Tom Thibodeau here in the first place. So, obviously, this is a fascinating development for the Knicks. I want to get into the NFL throughout the course of the show, and the Cincinnati Bengals are without question a June mess. And I do think that you can get distracted and lead the league in nonsense and have it ultimately impact your football team in an offseason. And a very easy example of that, last year's San Francisco 49ers. The fact that Shamar Stewart is not only not practicing because of a clause and a contract that Cincy wants to put in, but he's talking to the press in Cincy while he's not participating at minicamp, and he's destroying the organization, saying that they're more interested at the end of the day, more interested in winning negotiations and arguments than games. I mean, that is a disaster. And remember, Stewart was drafted to replace Trey Hendrickson, and Trey Hendrickson is not even there. And there's no end in sight with Hendrickson. So, you know, you look at the Cincinnati Bengals and their odds board, and listen, I can't touch them right now. You need to wait and see, ultimately, how they solve the Stewart problem. If I'm Hendrickson, I'm telling my agent to get me as most money possible from the Cincinnati Bengals. But boy, oh boy, this team is a complete dumpster fire right about now.
You're watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN's hitting the road for the College World Series in Omaha. We're going to be live tomorrow through Saturday, broadcasting straight from Rocco's, the iconic home of the Jell-O Shot Challenge. How great is that? Catch Money Moves and follow the money live from Omaha. Sights and sounds and best bets from the tournament. Head on over to VSiN.com/CWS for all the details and a free College World Series betting guide. Can't wait for Money Moves and Follow the Money live from Omaha. Welcome back. Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Time right now to shine on some baseball. And let's start with some afternoon baseball updates. Nothing like day ball. And how about the Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies? And I hope you bet on Philadelphia today. And if you had a prop of Kyle Schwarber hitting a home run, my goodness, he did it again. An absolute bomb from Kyle Schwarber. I always get upset as a Yankee fan every time I see him hit a homer. I loved him when that was a Theo Epstein special. First round pick out of Indiana. Helped the Cubs. Even when he was hurt, had those epic at-bats in the World Series after missing most of the season. Helped the Cubs reverse the curse. And Schwarbs with his 21st of the season. 7-1. 7-1 Philadelphia. Leading the Chicago Cubs right now in day ball this afternoon. Well, it's all guards this afternoon against the Cincinnati Reds, 11-2. This on the heels of Abbott with an absolute gem for Cincinnati yesterday. So a little revenge today for the Guardians in the Terry Francona series. So that's kind of under the umbrella of as expected today. Well, the Braves are starting to take care of business. And, you know, as Yogi once said, getting late early. 5-1, the Atlanta Braves are leading the Milwaukee Brewers. We are in the top of the fifth in this one. Braves are 10 games under 500 heading into the contest today. So making sure they don't blow this one. And they've had the ability to blow a lot of games that look like they were in the bank. Obviously, that's kind of a big deal. And we're all knotted up. It's a good one with the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. How about Toronto? Little love here for the Toronto Blue Jays. They have been playing inspired ball. The Toronto Blue Jays have won 8 of their last 10. The Toronto Blue Jays have done a really nice job. They are 37-30 on the season, and they've always had the talent, always about putting it together. They've been a good bet. And right now, the fact that it's tied and there's plus money on Toronto, you might want to sprinkle a little there, plus 115 on the Toronto Blue Jays. Cardinals minus 150 with the score tied up at 2. Cards and the Blue Jays in St. Louis. How about the action from last night? And how about our guy, Aaron Judge? All rise, you freaks. The Yankees absolutely exploded, dominated the Kansas City Royals. Aaron Judge hit his 24th homer of the season. And it was a bomb, a 469-foot blast out of Kauffman Stadium. Jeff Passan, who does an unbelievable job covering Major League Baseball for ESPN and is not subject to hyperbole in any way, shape, or form, and he lives in Kansas City. He's been to a million games there. And he said at the end of the day, he's never seen a ball hit that far in Kansas City. I mean, he's like, you know, Paul Bunyan or Bo Jackson right now, hitting bombs, Aaron Judge. And the season that he's having is ridiculously amazing and off the charts. And think about these numbers for Judge. He's hitting 396. 396, 24 homers, 58 RBI. I mean, that's insane. Let's say the average goes down and he hits 330, right? And stays on track with the power and the RBI. He's going to have one of the best seasons in American League and baseball history on offense. He already has two of those kind of seasons in the bank already. Oh, and you want to bet on the AL MVP? Don't. Take a look at the odds. Aaron Judge, it's not even Father's Day yet, is minus 6,000. This is absurd. Absolutely absurd. Minus 6,000 to win the AL MVP. Sports, you gotta love sports. Max Fried was tremendous last night. Yankee stopper, that was awesome. Take a look at the odds to win the American League pennant. I think the Tigers deserve the top spot. Yankees are number one in terms of the Vegas odds. I think it's Yankees, Tigers, Tigers, Yankees, however you want to rank it. I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I would rank it Tigers, Yankees, draw a line. Then it's a bushel of everybody else. I do think the way the Yankees have played, the way they hit, the way Fried has been unbelievable and untouchable, the Yankees absolutely deserve to be in this conversation. Now, speaking of what you deserve, I deserve the ability to give the Mets some kudos. And I have been dead wrong on the Mets this year. They're 19 games over 500. They have shown heart, toughness. I feel like every time I watch the Mets, they're pouring Gatorade on someone with a walk-off. It's McNeil. He does it in the 10th. Juan Soto looks like he's having fun. Looks like he's heating up. He crushed his 12th homer of the season, doing it against the Nationals. Obviously, a team he won a World Series with. Tremendous job by the Mets. They are gutty, gritty, talented, well-managed, well-put-together. Mendoza's done an unbelievable job. David Stearns, the general manager, has done an excellent job. Give Hefner, the pitching coach, a lot of credit. And the Mets right now, take a look at the NL East odds board. The New York Mets are massive favorites in the division. And I do think, frankly, it's a good time to sprinkle a little on Philly. But let me alert you to what's going on here with the Braves versus the Mets. The New York Mets are 14 games ahead of the Atlanta Braves in the middle of June. That's a tremendous accomplishment. It's not over. It's obviously early. We got a lot going on. But it's impossible because I think the Mets still have another gear on offense. Even if the pitching comes back down to earth, man, Mets are going to prove me wrong. I've been dead wrong on the New York Mets for this season. They deserve much more respect from people like me who doubted them before the season started. Now, how about the Padres and the fact that they beat up the Dodgers last night, 11-1? We told you how much we liked the Padres to win last night. Didn't think it was going to be this lopsided. Look, it was Cease against nobody. Like, the Dodgers literally did not have a starting pitcher. And how about when you look at the NL West, you have three teams right now within a game in the division. It's kind of crazy. Manny Machado was awesome last night. Cease was awesome last night. The Padres able to spank the LA Dodgers. That was ridiculously incredible and impressive to watch. And look at this. Right? You look at the standings and the odds for the NL West. You have the Dodgers, they're tied in the loss column. Look at this. With the Giants and the Padres. And one game separates the Giants and the Dodgers in terms of the win total. Two games separate when it comes to the Padres and the Dodgers. So if, in fact, we see the Padres beat the Dodgers tonight and the Giants beat the Rockies, we could have the Dodgers down to third place by the time we reconvene tomorrow. I'll Make It Rain with Adam Schein. That's the beauty of this division, and it's also ridiculously amazing and chaotic. Now, for the sake of conversation, I will take the Dodgers to win tonight. They are favorites against San Diego. Still think the Dodgers win the division. Still think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. They need to ultimately get Shohei Ohtani back in the rotation, and it looks like that's going to happen in July. And honestly, this is amazing. Lost in the shuffle with the Dodgers getting spanked yesterday. Ohtani threw a simulated game through three innings. And this is a huge deal because right now the Dodgers don't have any pitching in any way, shape, or form. So they're going to be need the unicorn to be just that, mythical and out of this world, to ultimately help propel LA to the top of the division and to the top of the baseball world, getting to the World Series and winning a title. College World Series. We mentioned, obviously, VSiN's going to be there. Of course, the money moves and follow the money. Can't wait for it. So take a look at the World Series schedule and the bracket, and I will tell you that it's and first of all, the VSiN betting guide for the College World Series, VSiN.com/CWS, it's incredible. I'll give you the highest possible recommendation. I have been perusing it, studying it, analyzing it. We mentioned it on yesterday's show. The coverage on VSiN.com, Adam Burke and company do an amazing job. You know, I'm rolling with LSU over Oregon State. That's the way I am going to project it. But, I mean, look at that. LSU-Arkansas as a matchup on Saturday at 7 o'clock Eastern. I mean, I like LSU. I could easily be dead wrong there. You know, I'm going to take LSU, though, -110 to win the whole thing. I'll take them to win the championship. I have them over Oregon State, which is -160 in their game against Louisville coming up. And that's going to be on Friday on ESPN. So that'll be the official Make It Rain with Adam Schein College World Series pick. We're going to go LSU over Oregon State.
You're watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before the line moves, the sharp plays at sharpplays.com already there. They don't chase the market. They move it. You're not going to outmuscle billion-dollar sports books or full-time professional bettors on your own. But with the sharp plays, you don't have to. Powered by cutting-edge AI and trusted insider sources, sharp plays delivers the edge that serious bettors rely on. You're going to get free betting reports, real-time alerts, the market-moving insights, all delivered right to you via email or X. This isn't some kind of overnight startup. The Sharp Plays has a documented track record going all the way back to 2011. Receipts, public logs, results right there on the site. SharpPlays.com. Trusted by pros. Watched by the books. Check them out. SharpPlays.com. Welcome back. Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Joining us right now live on the Progressive Guest Line. You know him. You love him. You can't live without him. Ryan Andrade, of course, a golf editor at RotoWire, who's nice enough to give us a few minutes. Ryan, welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein. How are you?
Doing great, man. I'm excited to see a lot of carnage, hopefully, this weekend at Oakmont.
Oh, we're going to see carnage. Yeah, if you are a sick freak and you're a sick freak and I'm a sick freak, we are going to see lots of carnage. Whole lot of carnage. I love that word choice based upon the course and everything that goes into it. And look, let's start with Captain Obvious here and Scottie Scheffler, right? Scottie's unbelievable. He's on a Tiger Woods-esque kind of heater, and he's the favorite to win. Obviously, the price is wild at +275, but that's kind of what we've come to expect here, Ryan, with Scottie Scheffler.
It is. I mean, you know, there was a little scare early in the year. Had a little accident, cut his hand open on Christmas, but recovered from that since then. And seemed like he was pretty motivated after Rory McIlroy won the Masters. And, man, he's really turned it on of late. He's won three of his last four starts, playing as good as he ever has, really. You know, you mentioned it, +275 favorite. Lowest odds entering the U.S. Open since Tiger Woods in 2009. So, yeah, definitely a big favorite here. You know, coming off a great performance at Muirfield Village, which I think is a very similar test to Oakmont. And, you know, we're going to see a lot of thick rough this week. We're going to see some of the fastest greens we've ever seen, honestly. And, you know, Scotty, something's going to have to go seriously wrong if he's not going to be there on Sunday.
Yeah, and he'll be there, obviously. I mean, what else can you say? And I love it. I never get bored by history, whether it's an individual sport, a team sport. I will say, though, from a sports betting perspective, I need something a little more creative, a little more tasty. And I almost feel like picking Bryson DeChambeau, which is my pick to win the U.S. Open, I feel like it's becoming a little bit more mainstream and in vogue. I saw him interviewed on SportsCenter yesterday, and I just enjoyed everything he had to say. He won last year, of course, with the odds of 20-1. I would like him at +750 this year. What do you see from DeChambeau? How do you think he's ultimately riding a fare?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely going to give Scotty the biggest challenge this week. You know, I think this course is built for him. You know, I think it's very similar to Wingfoot, which he won by six shots back in 2020.
Yep.
It's got a lot of narrow fairways, really thick rough, really undulating greens. So everything's saying Bryson DeChambeau here. I mean, you look at him and he's definitely figured out in the majors. He's got five top six finishes in his last six starts in major championships. His putting, his short game over the last couple of months really come on as well. So I think it's really all there for Bryson to give a big challenge this week.
Yeah, he's going to be my pick. So I love hearing you say that. Now, break down the course for us, right? You referenced the carnage. We love the carnage. We're freaks. We're into it, obviously. Oakmont is always difficult. And honestly, there seems to have been a bit of a concerted effort to kind of tune it up as much as possible, you know, based upon what's been going on there. It's wild. What do we expect here, Ryan, in terms of how it impacts who wins, who loses, top five, top 10? Take us through the impact here of the course.
Yeah, I think a lot of the players agree that this is really the toughest course in the U.S. Open Rota. You know, Oakmont, that's what they pride themselves on, is really trying to be the toughest course in the world. So, yeah, they've got really narrow fairways. They've got 5-inch long rough. The greens are almost going to give players even more fits, I think, than, you know, this rough that sometimes when you just drop it, you can barely even see it standing over it. So the greens are going to be running as fast as they possibly can without wind being able to move it. So you're going to have to drive it really well this week, especially if you can drive it long, straight, going to be a great formula for success. You know, you got to be pretty strong if you're going to be able to hack it on and be able to keep it on some of these greens. And, you know, we're going to see quite a few three putts this week. There's so much break around the holes. There's so many different little nooks and crannies they can fit the hole locations into that, you know, even a 3-footer, which you think is, you know, pretty much a gimme for these guys, it's going to be anything but. We're going to see some of the longest rounds we see all year, 6+ hour rounds. It's going to be a real slog the first couple of days. And once these guys get off the course, they are going to be exhausted.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to frame it. Now, I'm curious to get your take on Rory. It's been a bit of a mixed bag since the Masters. I mean, you know, the PGA Championship, we understand, Canadian Open, and obviously Truist, kind of all over the map. What do you expect here from Rory at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I think he's coming into a major with, honestly, more question marks than really. It's been forever since I can remember Rory having this much question marks coming into a major championship. You know, at the Masters, obviously, we saw him complete his lifelong dream, the career Grand Slam. I think a lot of people thought, hey, you know, now that he's got that done, he can just sort of freewheel it from here and just, you know, see what he can do. But he sort of admitted that he struggled with finding motivation, honestly. So because he's basically accomplished everything you can in the game of golf at this point. You mentioned, you know, some of the recent struggles here. He had a issue where his driver got thrown out at the PGA Championship, was not happy about that, was not happy that it was leaked to the media. Didn't have a good showing there, and then absolutely missed the cut by a mile at the Canadian Open last week. So definitely not coming into the form into this week that he wanted to. But, you know, you look at his U.S. Open history of late, it's pretty much as good as anybody. I mean, he's finished second the last 2 years at the U.S. Open. He's got six straight top 10 finishes. And Oakmont, you know, when he's driving it well, this is a course that should set up very well for him. So something's got to give here, but it's got to turn around in a major way pretty fast.
So I mentioned I have Bryson to win, and that's at plus 750. I have Rahm in the top five at plus 260. I'm going to go with Oberg in the top five at plus 550. I always like to wager on it. I always like a little DFS when it comes to these kind of events and the majors as well. So, Ryan, give us some golfers you're targeting this week, whether it's bets or whether it's DFS plays.
Yeah, I think a guy like Keegan Bradley, this is kind of a perfect test for him. He's 7,400 on DraftKings here. He's third in strokes gained tee to green this season, which is going to be a major stat this week. I think you got to hit the ball well. You can't fake it around this place. And he's got one of the highest ball apexes on the PGA Tour, which will really help him hold these firm greens. Another guy I look at, Harris English, 6,700 on DraftKings. He's been really great at difficult golf courses. He won at Torrey Pines earlier this year. He was T2 at the PGA Championship. He's finished top eight in three of the last five U.S. Opens. Just always seems to fight in there. I think, you know, another guy that I like is Minwoo Lee. You know, this is a guy who's struggled since he won in Houston, but it's mostly been due to the putter. He's putting it very well on the season, but just not as much recently. But I think he's one of the longest hitters on the PGA Tour. And that speed is certainly going to help out of this rough, which is absolutely nasty.
Listen, those are some great names. Those are some good long shots. And, you know, I think in a lot of ways, you know, it's really difficult in terms of making the cut. How does that impact perhaps your betting or DFS strategy when it comes to who you play and who you sprinkle on?
Yeah, I think if you're playing DFS, really the question is, do you want Scottie Scheffler or not? And, you know, he's right. 14,400. Just it's going to take a lot to keep him on your roster this week. But I do think there's a lot of really good plays in the 7,000, the 6,000 range that, listen, if you want to put some other good names with him, I think you can still do it. You know, there's a lot of big names that I think have a lot of question marks this week. So I think, you know, there's plenty of value to find later on if you want to include Scotty in your lineups.
Ryan, unbelievable stuff. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the U.S. Open. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You want to bet smarter this football season? Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a full year for just $199 plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum. who wrote it wearing his apple bottom jeans. True story. Ask him. A no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting the sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. Sign up now. Get instant access to daily email with all the best bets from the hosts and their guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus our 2025-2026 NFL betting guide, which drops on July the 1st. Please don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use the promo code BOOK to sign up. VSIN.com/subscribe. Welcome back. Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Time for our news, notes, nuggets, and nightly plays. And how about the Illinois sports betting tax FanDuel response? As FanDuel announced, it'll offset the new per-bet sports betting tax from the state of Illinois with a 50-cent fee on each bet. FanDuel's fee begins on September the 1st, while the tax, as we have talked about at length here on Make It Rain with Adam Schein, starts on July the 1st. Let's get into some NFL news, notes, nuggets, and let's start with Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams talked to the press yesterday, and if you're a Rams fan, honestly, you're ready to run through a wall. Said he feels rejuvenated, and without throwing direct shade at the Raiders or the Jets, he threw some shade at the Raiders and the Jets. Basically, and, you know, this is the Raiders before, obviously, Pete Carroll and Tom Brady and Chip Kelly and Geno Smith and Ashton Jeanty. I mean, it was a clown show under Mark Davis for a long time when Devontae was there, right? I mean, let's be clear about that. You know, coach, quarterback, everything that transpired. Then he gets traded to the Jets, and that leads the league in clown show. So now you're a free agent. You get cut by the Jets. You know, the Jets had a chance to run it back with Aaron Glenn, with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. They chose not to. Rodgers obviously leads the league in conversation as he goes to Pittsburgh. But I think it's Devontae Adams who's going to make the biggest impact of them all. And Adams telling the press he feels rejuvenated. Sean McVay was instrumental, sending him texts with different cut-ups and, you know, talking over it and really pumping him up. I had Sean McVay on my SiriusXM radio show. He couldn't get enough of Devontae Adams, who to me still has a lot of gas left in the tank. I think Devontae Adams is going to have a monster season individually and collectively here for this football team. You look at the Rams, and I'm telling you, when you look at their schedule, their over-under is 9.5. This is my favorite preseason bet. Over on wins, I love the Rams this year. I love Matthew Stafford. I still think he's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. I love their line and their running attack and their defense and what they did in the offseason. And McVay's a genius. And Adams on the opposite side of Puka Nacua, are you kidding me? Adams' hands, his route running, the way he moves the chains, what he does in the red zone, it's unparalleled. He's unbelievable. And I think when you look at the Rams and their season profile for their betting board, I think the best bet of them all is to win the conference at 11-1. Right now, today, and again, this is the Wednesday before Father's Day. We don't lock in our picks and predictions for a season. It's a tradition on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. We don't do it. Got to see who's hurt, who's not, contractual situations, everything that goes into the mix. We don't lock it in officially until the Wednesday after Labor Day. We'll do it again this year on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. I'm telling you where my brain is right now. Rams, Bills in the Super Bowl. That's where I'm at. Rams, Bills for the Super Bowl. Now, the Rams still have to deal with the NFC West, which is going to be tougher than I think people anticipate. As an example, the Niners are still favored to win the division. I don't agree with that, but the Niners have a win total projected at 10.5, right? That's the same projected win total as the Lions. I can wrap my brain around that. Niners lost a lot of talent in the offseason, but they needed to change the group. They couldn't run it back. They also handled their business with Purdy and Warner on the heels of all the garbage and nonsense and distractions last year. I think that San Francisco will be a wild card team this year, but I favor the Rams to ultimately win that division. Don't sleep on the Cardinals. I like their over at 8.5. I would go under right now for Seattle at 8.5. But Devontae Adams, stressing the positive and feeling rejuvenated, to me is a great thing if you are a fan here of the LA Rams or a Rams better for this upcoming season. The Broncos signed J.K. Dobbins. I dig it. Broncos have had a really good offseason. Broncos, to me, are kind of that forgotten team, right? When you look at Denver, you know, the Chiefs are better, the Chargers are better, the Raiders are certainly on the rise. I think Bo Nix is going to have an even better second season. I like the Evan Engram move. I think they're better at the running back position. I don't think they're necessarily great. You know, Denver's fascinating. Last year, you know, that was my best bet. Over wins on Denver. We cast that early and often. But, you know, this year, 9.5, I'm not there yet. Not there yet in terms of taking it. I think they're about a 9-10 win team. They won 10 last year. Still like to see more in terms of the defense for this football team. Sean Payton, though, is a sensational, sensational coach. And I think Dobbins, look, you can't bank on him staying healthy, but he's obviously tough as nails. When he's out there, he's physical, he's speedy, he's a willing blocker. He's a great high character guy. Love J.K. Dobbins. It's a really good move here for the Denver Broncos. How about the fact Shedeur Sanders not getting reps with the first team and not getting reps with the starters? Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel have all received first team reps here for Cleveland at the quarterback position. And it's interesting to look at the odds for the week one starting job for the Cleveland Browns, who can bet it on DraftKings. Boy, I think Flacco is the betting favorite and the conventional wisdom favorite as well. I kind of think Kenny Pickett has a shot to sneak up and find a way to win this job at plus 200. That would not shock me. I think Kenny Pickett has a little oomph and a little talent, and I think Kevin Stefanski can maximize it. I also think someone's going to have to go, and I think they'll keep both Gabriel and Sanders. I think both Sanders and Gabriel at some point will start for Cleveland this year. I think that Flacco could be sent packing. I think Pickett could be sent packing. I think Minnesota needs a legitimate backup. If Sam Howell's the answer, I'd love to know the question. So just something to keep your eye on here when you look at it moving forward. I do think Shedeur Sanders has answered everything the proper way with regards to dealing with the fact that he's not getting reps with the starters. He's been impressive. Micah Parsons showed up at the mandatory minicamp. Now, whether or not he gets a new contract or ends up practicing, that's a whole different topic for conversation. I will tell you, when you look at the Cowboys' season betting profile, I think the Cowboys over is absolutely going to hit. And I like Dallas right now to make the playoffs at plus 180. Oftentimes in the offseason, because they're America's team, Dallas is overhyped. Not this time around. I think Dallas is vastly improved. I think the Cowboys have a real shot to make the playoffs. We're going to lock in some U.S. Open picks for you. We're going to take Bryson DeChambeau to win at plus 750. Rahm in the top five at plus 260. And Oberg in the top five at plus 550. You're welcome. Time now to give out our best bets, brought to you by GBank, introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank and First Bet and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. First 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000. Add a first bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet will give you a $100 deposit match. Visa completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through October the 31st, $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head on over to VSiN.com/GBank, VSiN.com/GBank. One-time promotion, limited to the old customers opening a new account in response to the offer, and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Terms and conditions absolutely positively apply. We'll give you two best bets for tonight dealing with the NBA Finals. We'll go with OKC. We'll lay the 5.5. Alex Caruso over 9.5 points. You're welcome, America and Canada. Stay tuned to VSiN after Make It Rain for Follow the Money. Mitch and Paulie are flying to Omaha, so we're going to have our guys Maddie Brown and Mike Somich in for the guys this afternoon on Follow the Money. Then it's VSiN Primetime, Scotty Seidenberg at 7 p.m., and then stick around for Cashing Out at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks to all the guys in the Vegas control room. Thanks to the great Mike Cohen. We'll talk to you mañana. Make it rain with Adam Schein.